Hi, I'm Al Mancini, the creator of the Neon Feast app, which offers honest recommendations for all levels of great Las Vegas dining, both on and off the strip. It's unvarnished insights from local chefs, restaurateurs, and food journalists. And when I want the best food intel for Southern California, I listen to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA Radio.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Picking up our conversation with our resident produce guru, who we also refer to as the Prince of Produce from Melissa's, Robert Schuler. We are having Robert chat about a presentation he gave a couple weeks ago on what's the best in season for fruits and vegetables for the food media, and sharing that with our listening audience. So it's a pleasure to have Robert back with us. Robert, you have a new, who doesn't love tomatoes, and it is tomato season. You have a new variation of Marzano tomatoes, little fellas, that, you know, are just sweet and delicious. Tell us about the new Heavenly Villaggio Marzano tomatoes.
Yes, we are just heading into the peak of the season of tomatoes. Even though tomatoes are year-round, everybody knows during the months of like May through October, you're going to get your best tasting ones. I know what you're thinking. Marzano, where do I hear that name? Well, yes, that's the famous Marzano that is known out of Italy, because that is the loved and beloved favorite tomato in Italy for pasta sauces, and pizzas there.
You bet.
We have been developing this variety with our partners at Villaggio, and these are mini Marzanos. Think of them about not the size of a Roma tomato, but much smaller, about the third the size. They're in the shape of a Roma tomato, kind of elongated. They have a good skin, so they have a great shelf life. But the longer you leave them out on the counter, because I always say, leave your tomatoes out on the counter. Don't you dare put them in the refrigerator, because that can, you put it into a tomato coma, which never allows it to ripen. Always keep your tomatoes there, and you're going to love these new Heavenly Villaggio Marzano tomatoes, which is a mini Marzano tomato that Italy made famous.
And Robert, they're a great snacking tomato. You know, I like to have either tomatoes or tomato juice every day. And what I love about these is, again, it's just a great snack item. And you don't feel guilty after you have a couple.
Exactly.
So. Now, the idea is, Robert, there's nothing new under the sun with mangoes. And of course, Melissa's always proves us wrong. At your Cinco de Mayo event at Pavilions, I saw for the first time these giant pink elephant mangoes. And they definitely get your attention, Robert. Tell us about those.
Well, it is, believe it or not, even though mangoes are available year-round, they're the actually now second most popular fruit in the world. Mangoes are a beloved fruit right behind bananas, which are the most popular now globally. But the mango is grown everywhere globally, not so much in the United States, but there is a small crop out of California and Florida during the summer months and fall months. But anyway, this particular variety, the pink elephant mango, it's not California season yet, but they are available, and they come all the way from Vietnam. This is a variety that is pink on the outside. It still has the goldenish orange flesh like a regular mango, but these mangoes are like double, almost triple the size of a regular mango. So most of these mangoes are about 2 pounds each. So definitely a mango you can enjoy with three or four people, but they have a wonderful texture without the fibers, so you don't get the mango mouth. And by all surveys, we've seen that this is like one of the best tasting mangoes of this season. The great thing is, not only is a new variety, but it's going to be available on a year-round basis. Look for it at your local produce department. They are a little bit more pricey because they are bigger in size. They are the most rare mango variety that is available, because you're going to see all these exciting varieties of mangoes now in your produce department. They're a little pricey, but they're sweet, and you can enjoy them with your whole family.
Now, a question I have is for the pink elephant mango, Robert. How do you know when it's ripe? You have it there on the counter, but boy, you don't want to cut into it too soon.
Yes. At this time, because of the volume of mangoes that are becoming in, that are now coming into the United States, being imported from halfway around the world or below the equator or Mexico, as later we'll find ourselves into a domestic season, there's a generalized rule for most fruit, but for mangoes, you want the mango to not be rock hard, okay? You want to give a little bit of pressure. So just like tomatoes that I mentioned earlier, you want to keep on the counter. Wait for it to start to soften up by giving it a little pressure with your hand. But also, mangoes also communicate, like most fruit, by its fragrance. So keeping it on the counter for a few days, do 2 days to 5 days. If you want it cold, then you can chill it, but you got to wait until it becomes fragrant and soft to the touch before you cut it open. And that's how you enjoy any variety of mango, including these exciting new pink elephant mangoes from Vietnam.
Got it. Now, a lot of the mangoes that we get in the supermarket, Robert, have been picked really early. Melissa's has pioneered the tree-ripened mangoes. Tell us about those, because that is a little easier to eat.
Okay. I noted that it was the peak of the season for mangoes. So during the months of March, April, to about, we usually go until about August, Melissa exclusively offers these tree-ripened varieties with the Melissa's logo on there. These are varieties that we keep on the vine, on the tree, longer than a typical mango, because most mangoes are picked really early and shipped in. They have to go through a cold water process. These particular ones, we distribute even faster. They're air freighted, so they're a little bit more expensive than your average mango, but consistently, the Melissa's tree-ripened mangoes, they cannot be beat. They're delicious, just like the pink elephant mango, which is considered a tree-ripened variety because of its flavor profiles. However, consistently during the spring and summer months, look for the tree-ripened mangoes by Melissa's, and you will not go wrong. I mean, there's thousands of varieties of mangoes available globally. Only about 24 varieties or about a dozen varieties are actually available and imported into the United States. And this definitely goes to show not all mangoes taste the same. There's clearly differences between one and another. And so, you know, for those who love mangoes, you can't go wrong with tree-ripened mangoes, and you definitely can't go wrong with these pink elephant mangoes. Look for them.
Robert, here. Now, we're getting into strawberry season. And for those of our listeners that think a strawberry is a strawberry is a strawberry, for a restaurant to put a brand of strawberries on their menu is recognized by that. And for better restaurants around town that have strawberries in a dessert right now, you'll notice Harry's Berries. And I know Melissa's is one of the exclusive suppliers of these at retail. Robert, tell us what's special about Harry's Berries, other than they do come from a real small family farmer, which is pretty special in itself.
Yes. Harry's Berries is a grower and famous for their strawberries. They're grown in the Oxnard area of California, as most strawberries are grown along the coast on a year-round basis. But the Harry's Berries season usually starts in March, but this year, because of rains and stuff, we didn't actually start getting any until April. The season, you have to act fast, because the season's through the end of June, because when the summer heat comes on, you don't find them anymore. But what makes Harry's Berries so special is because that grower who we've exclusively aligned with grows the last of the organic strawberries that you once knew and loved during the 80s and 90s. Remember when you used to get those strawberries at the store in the little green plastic punnets, and they would just drip with flavor? Well, they still grow these long heirloom varieties, the Camarosa and the Seaside. These are strawberries. They don't get big. Okay, they're a little different from your typical strawberry. They probably, in most cases, about the size of a silver dollar. They're bright red on the outside and bright red on the inside. They're not hollow. And this is a delicious strawberry, the best of the best for strawberries in America, that I believe. And if you're a chef, you probably know about these Harry's berries. Or if you're a foodie there, what made them famous was the finding these Harry's berries at the local farmer's market in Hollywood and Santa Monica. But as of about 7-8 years ago, Melissa's was able to bring these berries all over the United States and some of your more high-end retail stores. And you haven't tasted a strawberry until you tasted Harry's Berries, distributed by Melissa's Produce.
Robert, again, they are a sugar bomb and quite a treat. And again, that's a guilt-free dessert. Something you introduced me to a couple of years ago, Robert, that I really never had seen and understood before, that's now a big part of the chef's community, are finger limes. Tell our listeners about those, if you will.
Okay. Well, finger limes, the actual name in the citrus category is Australian finger limes. Now, the seedling did come from Australia, but they're now grown in California, basically. And for the last 8 years, we actually introduced these finger limes, also known to the chefs as citrus caviar, because this lime is about the size of your pinky. You cut it open, and it produces these little beads of lime contained within. So you actually don't enjoy the citrus because you actually have to bite into the beads to actually get that citrus burst of lime. And these are an elegant thing that you see in many cocktails or mocktails that the mixologists are using. Also, some really fine white tablecloths restaurants are using these on the menu in seafood and other related type Asian related recipes. And this is something that's only available. The season actually is just starting in June 1st is just coming up, and through the rest of the year till about December 31st, January 1st, that is the season. They're grown in the Central Valley and of California and in Morro Bay area, and that is the season, 6 months. They might be hard to find, but you can easily go to melissas.com and try these out if you've never tried them out before. They're unique, and if you like that citrus burst in a recipe or a drink, you've got to try these citrus caviar called finger limes.
Robert, an excellent report. We're actually out of time, but we will pick this conversation up a little later in the year, and is always great information. And as we need to say goodbye, you mentioned it a minute ago, but a lot more information, and to get any of these items, tell us about the Melissa's website.
Yeah, you can go to melissas.com, M-E-L-I-S-S-A-S.com, or just Google Melissa's Produce. It will come up. Follow us on social media at Melissa's Produce, one word. You can keep active on all the recipes and everything trending and in season, like the items I was just talking about, 24/7 at your fingertips.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Schuller. If it's a fruit or a vegetable and Robert doesn't know about it, impossible. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, it's Greater Palm Springs Restaurant Week, which starts today. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.